One stands that sort of thing once in a way at a club, but a time came when I fancied I was standing too much. He took me altogether too conspicuously. I could never go into the smoking room, but he would come wallowing towards me, and sometimes he came and gormandized round and about me while I had my lunch. He seemed at times almost to be clinging to me. He was a bore, but not so fearful a bore as to be limited to me. And from the first there was something in his manner, almost as though he knew, almost as though he penetrated to the fact that I might, that there was a remote exceptional chance in me that no one else presented. "I'd give anything to get it down," he would say, "anything," and peer at me over his vast cheeks and pant. "Poor old Pyecraft, he has just gonged, no doubt to order another buttered tea cake." He came to the actual thing one day. "Our pharmacopoeia," he said, "our Western pharmacopoeia, is anything but the last word of medical science. In the East, I've been told..." He stopped and stared at me. It was like being at an aquarium. I was quite suddenly angry with him. "Look here," I said, "who told you about my great-grandmother's recipes?" "Well," he fenced, "every time we've met for a week," I said, "and we've met pretty often, you've given me a broad hint or so